We know that you are God, and you change not. My Father, my God, as many as have come here tonight to meet with you, knowing fully well that when they come to meet with you, that they will not go home disappointed. Lord, let such a soul not go home disappointed today in Jesus' name. Let 2009 be a spectacular year, a year of miracles in the life of your people. Let be a year, O Lord, that you will showcase every life in this place to the glory and the praise of your name. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Please, can we quickly open to the book of the beginning, Genesis. Let's open to Genesis chapter 26. We'll share a little story there. Genesis 26. I'm going to start from verse 8, and I will read through to 14. And it came to pass, when he had been there a long time. Okay, maybe I better start this story and read from verse 1, and then we'll go to 8. And there was a famine in the land, beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And it came to pass, that's verse 8, when he had been there a long time, that Abimelech, king of the Philistines, looked out at a window and saw. And behold, Isaac was sporting with Rebekah, his wife. And Abimelech called Isaac and said, behold, of a surety, she is thy wife. And how said thou, she is my sister? And Isaac said unto him, because I said, lest I die for her. And Abimelech said, what is this thou hast done unto us? One of the people might lightly have lain with thy wife, and thou shouldest have brought guiltiness upon us. And Abimelech charged all his people, saying, he that toucheth this man or his wife shall surely be put to death. Then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year an hundredfold, and the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. For he had possession of flocks and possession of herds and great store of servants. And the Philistines envied him. Praise the Lord. I say praise the Lord. I want to share with you that your life is going to be the revelation of 2009. I say your life will be the revelation of 2009. This is a very familiar story. Like father, like son. There was famine in the land. And Isaac had to go somewhere else where he thought things were better. And I want to believe that many of us are here today because we think things are better here than where we come from. He went to a place where he thought things were better. But when he got there, he found himself in a dilemma. In short, he was hidden by reason of his circumstances. He could not fully express himself. He He could not tell the people that his wife was his wife. Because he feared for his life. You remember that Abraham experienced the same thing. Of course, whether it's through learned behavior or whatever, he did the same thing that his father did. He had to lie to them that his wife was his sister in order to save his life. I don't know what circumstances you are going through right now, such that you've had to patch things up in order to make ends meet for your existence. I want to assure you that in 2009, your liberation will come in the mighty name of Jesus. He was living in that land as if he was in bondage. Can you imagine if you have a wife, you are afraid to touch your wife. You cannot be seen in public together. You couldn't hold hands. You couldn't go around with you and your children, with your wife and your children. It was a life of bondage in order to survive. In other words, he could not flourish because he was surrounded by potential enemies as far as he was concerned. He was afraid that he would be killed. And I want to tell you, you know, our brother gave a testimony earlier on. He said when he got his practice, a lot of opposition came. But through it all, today the practice belongs to him. And God is doing good in his life. I want to tell you that in 2009, every obstacle that will be in your way will be moved in the mighty name of Jesus. There will be a full expression of your potential. Everything that has been hidden and covered up concerning you, the Lord is ready to manifest it in Jesus' name. Some of us are performing below our potentials as a result of our circumstance. Some of us have occupied positions before, and you find yourself in a place where you have to act below your capabilities. The Lord wants me to tell you that 2009 is your year. He will reveal you to the world in the mighty name of Jesus. There will be no hindrance to your progress in 2009. I don't know, perhaps the Lord gave you a dream. For when you are in Australia, and it looks like the dream remains a mirage, you've been wondering when the Lord is going to fulfill his promises concerning you. I would like you to know that the word tonight is for you. That the promise of God concerning your life and the reason he brought you to Australia will be fulfilled in 2009. Because he says, wherever the soles of your feet shall touch, he will give to you for an inheritance. He will give this place to you for an inheritance. You see, Joseph saw in his dream that he was going to rule. But it remained a dream in his life until he got to Egypt and became a nobody. And from where he was, the Lord chose to elevate him. The Lord will choose to elevate you in 2009 in the mighty name of Jesus. When you look at Genesis chapter 41 from verse 30 and 40, he's had many dreams in his life. Perhaps you have had many ideas in your life. But there was a particular dream that was meant to ensure the fulfillment of every other dream in his life. It was a quite essential dream. The dream of the potter and the baker. Every dream that needs to come true, for your dream to come true, that dream will come true in 2009 in Jesus' name. And your circumstance will go from dream to reality. His circumstance went from dream to reality. You know, in Psalm 126, the Bible says, when the Lord shall bring back our captivity, we shall be like them that dream. You get to a point that you begin to wonder if you deserve what you are getting. You get to a point that you begin to ask yourself, what have I done for the Lord that he has bestowed so much, such mercy upon my life? What is it about me that has made God to consider me in a very special way? Open to Acts chapter 12, verse 9. Acts chapter 12, verse 9. Peter found himself in a situation. A situation whereby the children of God were being persecuted. And it was said that when the king had killed James, he saw that it pleased the people. So he went ahead to arrest Peter and imprison Peter. And of course, the church prayed for Peter while Peter was in prison. And in verse 9, he says, and he went out and followed him, and wished not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he was a vision. When God decided to liberate him, he could not believe that it was the reality of his life. That is what happens when God chooses to surpass your expectation. And God will surpass every expectation that you have for 2009 in the mighty name of Jesus. He could not believe that it happened to him. And I want to tell you that every bondage, every area of your life where you think that you would like things to improve, every area of your life where you think you have not measured up to the expectation that is required for you, in 2009, you will have a breakthrough in Jesus' name. When we go back to where we read in Genesis chapter 26, starting from verse 8, Isaac lived in fear. He lived in fear for his life. Some of us are ruled by fear. You know what? One of the greatest fears that one can have in life is the fear of previous experience. Maybe you've taken decision before and you have failed. And you are afraid to step out again for fear that you might fail. You will have a break with that past in the mighty name of Jesus. Your past cannot rule your future. And it will not ruin your future in the mighty name of Jesus. 2009 is a year that we ought to step out. You know, somebody said something. He said, what you get when you don't get what you want is experience. The things that you have not been able to get in 2008 has given you an experience to prepare you for 2009. It is not meant to be feared. It is meant to be embraced. In fact, what you think is a disappointment in 2008 is a stepping stone to your greatness. Some of us have been rejected in the past. And as a result, we are not able to launch out. Particularly when we look at the fact that we are different from most people around us. We feel we carry a heavy weight when we look at our color. Let me tell you something. When it is time for God to liberate you, your color will not be a barrier. Obama is an African, African American. Let me tell you something. When it was time for God to position him, nothing. The greatest political machine in the U.S. is the Clintons, at least for now. They could not stop him. They could not stop him. Nothing will stop you this coming year in Jesus' name. Some of us are afraid of future failure. You know what? I've shared this with us before. There's a man called Cardinal Newman. He said, a man will do nothing if he waits until he does it so well that no man will find fault with what he has done. Do you know, you will never know what's on the other side until you get there. Why don't you take a step this coming year? All the things you have been postponing that God has been asking you to do. 2009 is the year to approach your fear. It's the year to go beyond your fear. It's the year to take your fear captive. Some of us, we are afraid of home. People have said things to us. We know the kind of home we come from. And as a result, we do things with trepidation. When it looks like things are not working well, we think, oh, it is because of so, so and so. Look, I want to let you know that by reason of the fact that you are here tonight, every impediment to your progress will cease tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. I've said, you are the revelation of 2009. You know, the problem is that we listen to the voice of the enemy too much. So many times we listen to his voice. We listen to his suggestions. You know what the voice of the enemy is like? The voice of the enemy says it is 10% empty. It will not talk about the ninth. It will not say it's 90% full. It says it's 10% empty. The enemy emphasizes the areas where you are struggling and you become discouraged. The Lord wants me to tell you tonight, like he said to Joshua, in Joshua chapter 1, verse 5, that you should be courageous and take a bold step in 2009. Because when he spoke to Joshua, he gave Joshua conditions that as long as he remained in him and held on to his word. Let me read Joshua 1, verse 5. He said, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. That is a word for you tonight. The Lord is saying, He will not fail you, nor forsake you. Are you listening to the voice of the Lord? If God says you are something, can any man say you are not? The only condition that can make a man say you are not, and it comes to be, is when you agree with that person. If they say you cannot be, and you agree with that person, then you will not be. But when you choose to agree with God, the one who has called you will make it come to pass in Jesus' name. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 41. Isaiah 41 verse 10 to 12. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Who is telling you he's going to strengthen you? The Lord. He says, I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. Yes, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. The Lord is saying he will uphold you. Why should you fear? Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Do you know what it means when your problem becomes nothing? That your problem will cease to exist. If we will take hold of the word of God tonight, the Lord is saying the obstacles in your life will cease to exist in 2009. Let's enter boldly into 2009. As long as we serve Him diligently, the Lord is ready to uphold us with His hand of righteousness. And you know, when you look at verse 11, in Genesis chapter 26 that we read, a decree went out, the man who was living in fear, a decree went out concerning him that no one should touch him or his wife. Let me tell you something. The glory of the Lord is out concerning you in 2009 to make a shield and a hedge round about you. You will become a priority for the host of heaven. Isaac became a priority in the land. And they said, look out for that man. No evil should befall him. No evil will befall you in 2009. Psalm 37 verse 37 says, look at the righteous man. You be on the lookout for him. He said, for the end of that man is peace. Your end in 2009 will be peace in Jesus' name. Remember, it was the year of famine that Isaac went out. And in verse 12, the Bible said he sowed in the same land that year. And he reaped 100-fold. This is a time of financial crisis. There are predictions of doom, of economic doom. They've told us we haven't seen nothing yet. But I'm telling you, at this time, God is making millionaires. And you'll be one of them in Jesus' name. The time that there is famine in the land is the time that God has set to promote you. And he will promote you in Jesus' name. 2009 is going to be your year. Your seed will fall on fertile ground. Your seed will fall on good ground. And they will yield in thousandfolds. In closing, verse 13 and 14. God spoke to Isaac. The Bible said he grew. He became great. You are going to grow in 2009. The Lord will enlarge your coast. And God said something to him. He said, move forward. God said, he moved forward. You are going to move forward in 2009. To the point that he became the envy of the Philistines. Now, be careful. When God starts to bless you, because somebody said, you have not been blessed until you are blessed to the point that people start to envy you. You'll be blessed to the point that people will start to envy you. You know, and when it comes like that, you begin to say, God, why did it happen? Remember, you are praying for the blessings of God tonight. Can we just rise up? It's just a few minutes into 2009. Please, let's just lift up those prayer points to the Lord. Let's begin to pray. Let's begin to pray. Lift up those prayer points to the Lord. I told you 2009 is your year of revelation. Can you just close your eyes and begin to pray to the Lord? 2009 is your year of revelation. Every obstacle in your way will be removed in the mighty name of Jesus. The glory of the Lord will alight upon you. The light of God will begin to shine upon your life. Oh yes, thank you, Jesus. Oh, we give you all the glory. We give you all the praise in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now, I want you to pray that 2009, that the Lord will make a hedge round about you and your family and your loved one, that the hedge of God round about you will not be broken. It shall not be broken. You will survive beyond 2009. The glory of the Lord will be upon you. He will lift you up in 2009. Oh, yes, you are designed for promotion. You are designed for elevation. You are designed for restoration. You are designed for blessing. That idea you have been pregnant with will yield fruit to you in 2009. Begin to pray to the Lord. Begin to pray. 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 Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You see, when God asked Abraham to sacrifice his son Isaac, he took him to be sacrificed. And the Lord said to him, he asked him to look and said, the Lord has provided a lamb for himself. Ask that God in 2009 will open your eyes to divine provisions. God will open your eyes to divine provisions in 2009. Abraham did not see the lamb until God opened his eyes. The Lord will open your eyes to divine provisions in 2009. You will not lack. You will go from glory to glory. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, begin to thank God for 2009. Say, Father, I thank you for 2009. Because round about me, there is blessing. Round about me, there is blessing. Round about me, the glory of the Lord will shine. Round about me, there is promotion. Round about me, there is good health. Round about me, there is joy unspeakable. Round about me, oh, yes, the glory of the Lord will be revealed. Thank you, Jesus, for 2009. Thank you, Jesus. Congratulations because you have made it. Congratulations because you have made it. Oh, thank God for your life. You have not gone with 2008. The Lord has been so faithful. Oh, blessed be your name, O God. Oh, thank you, Jesus, because you are a good God. Thank you, Jesus, because you are a good God. Oh, blessed be your name, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Congratulations. You are welcome into 2009. But we have not finished praying. Now you are going to pray this prayer. Ask that in 2009 you will experience all-round fruitfulness. You will not be average. You will move from average to excellent in the mighty name of Jesus. You will surpass every of your dream in 2009. Begin to pray to the Lord. Ask that you surpass every of your dream in 2009. Oh yes, you are above average. You are moved into the realm of excellence. Your life will be revealed in the superlatives because the glory and the hand of the Lord will be upon you in 2009. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now, another prayer point I want you to take is this. Ask that you will catch a revelation of God. that will turn you to a God before every Pharaoh in your life in 2009. Because Moses caught a revelation of God and he became a God to Pharaoh. So that you catch a revelation of God that will turn you to a God before every Pharaoh in your life in 2009. Oh yes, nothing is formed, nothing is fashioned, nothing that is shapen, nothing that is named, oh, will be able to stand before you in the mighty name of Jesus. Because the glory of the Lord will ensure it. The hand of the Lord will ensure it. Oh yes, thank you, Jesus. Because 2009 is a year of victory. Oh, thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, King of Glory. I want us to specifically pray for the children amongst us that in 2009, not only are they going to grow physically, they will grow in wisdom. We are not going to lose anyone in that mind. Lift up every child in this place. Lift them up to the Lord. Lift them up to the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Please, can you just lift up your prayer points unto the Lord? All those things you have written unto the Lord, just raise it up to God. Raise it up to God tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father, we just thank you. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to speak concerning those things. Speak concerning those things. Speak concerning those things. And the Lord will establish it. Oh, Father, we thank you. We receive with thanksgiving every of this request. Because you are a faithful God, you will do it. Lord Jesus, that is why we have come to meet with you. That is why we have not gone elsewhere. Because we know that you are more than able. Lord Jesus, every of these prayer points, oh Lord, you will make good in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, every desire of your people will be met this year. Every desire of your people will be met this year. There will be no disappointment. Because as many as put their trust in you will not be put to shame. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praises. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We have made it this 2008. Oh, 2009 will be spectacular. Thank you, Jesus. Because every expectation will be met. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We have said that this is an anointing for victory service. In 2008 we did it. And the Lord kept faith with us. We have not lost anyone. We are not going to lose anyone this year. And the Lord will promote you this year. We are going to take this song as we pray. And please, I want every member of the church to come forward. And I will anoint you with this anointing oil in the mighty name of Jesus. Pass me not to gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by, O Savior, Savior, Savior. Yeah. My humble cry, my humble cry, while on do not pass me by, O Savior. Please just come forward, just come forward, just come forward. Come forward. I humble cry. Why? Oh, you are anointed for excellence, you are anointed for the glory of God. The presence of the Lord will go with you in the mighty name of Jesus. You will make it in 2009 in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Calibre, shake it. You cannot, you will not fail. You will Oh, you are anointed for excellence. You are anointed for the glory of the Lord. The Lord is set to promote you. You will encounter the glory of God in 2009. You will not fail. The Lord will oil your life. Oh, yes. The oil of glory will be upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. He will renew your strength. Rengalebo shekereba kandalaba shekorobo sondereba le shengereba. Yengalebo karibo mbole shengarebo kosondereba le kashangaraba le kotosungo. Ringa lebo shekere ba kata kasande le bale. Ringo bo 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 bo. Ringa le shenga lebo kosonde lebo loko sheke. Langa le shenga lebo kosonga le baba. Ringa le shanda kori bo kosoko lebo sonde le ba. Yenga lebo shenga rimbo koro bo soko. You will not die, you will live to the glory of the living God. Oh, ringa le kosheke. His hand will be mighty upon you. He will anoint you for excellence. Ongalebo, he will fashion you for his glory. In the mighty name of Jesus. Riba ba 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 ba. Oh yes, you will not just survive, you will live. Oh, you excel. In the mighty name of Jesus. Kangalebo shekereba le koto soko robo loko shenge. Rabalenga le shenge reba koto soko. Oh yes, Lord. The presence of the Lord will go with you. In the mighty name of Jesus. You are fashioned for excellence. Ongalebo shekere ba le ko shekere bo ko to ko soko. Ongalebo ri ba 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 kanda ba ba le ko shoko. Ri galebo tinga le shanda. Ri bo kalebo bo 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 bo. Ri galebo tinga le bo ko shoko. Ri ba ba kalenda. Ri ba 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 ba. Concerning you, the glory of the Lord will shine. The presence of the Lord will go with you in the mighty name of Jesus. Riba lenga lebo tondo robo chokorobo songo robo sheke. Raba lenga lebo. Yeah, the Lord will distinguish you. Onga reba kada. You find favor with the Lord this year in the mighty name of Jesus. Yeah, you will live in plenty in the mighty name of Jesus. You will not suffer loss in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You will not die. You will meet with favor this year in the mighty name of Jesus. Ba 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 ba. Yengalebo, libo, libo, bo 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 bo. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, the glory of the Lord will go with you. He will fashion you for excellence in the mighty name of Jesus. Libo, libo, bo 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 bo. Thank you, Jesus. Kenda libo libo. Yeka libo. Yeri ba 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 ba. Thank you, Jesus. Yeba ba le kalebo sheka reba kangalebo she. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, ngalebo bo 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 bo. Thank you, Jesus. Kalibo ribo 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 ribo. You will not suffer loss this year. Kandabale, your joy will be full to the overflowing. In the mighty name of Jesus, begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to speak to the Lord. Ringalebo bo 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 bo. Yenga ba kata pasaleba she. You will not live an ordinary life this year. Yenga ba kalebo sheke reba leko to soko. Nyambaleko, darabaleko, ringalebo, rigali, raba, tingalebo, tendereba. Ribo, riba ba 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 ba. Yengalebo, yengalebo, bo 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 bo. Thank you, Jesus. Ambaleko, yobo sunde. Yengalebo, yalibo, yabenda, riba kalebo. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Karibo, yengibo, yeba, kandalebo, shekeba. Mighty name.